was the night before Christmas and all through the house. They're words we know well, and words that launched Santa's image about two centuries ago. But what do we know about that poem and how it became so popular? The story on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. It's the beginning of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Doug Brody oversees Constable Hall about an hour north of Syracuse, New York. The Constable family built this mansion from their earnings as land dealers.
They originated from Ireland, and then they came to New York City, and they were involved with the make and purchase, which is most all of northern New York. They made their money and made their mark by buying and then selling land, and they operated out of Constable Hall here as a land office.
The poem's words still seem to have little to do with this story, except that Clement Clark Moore happened to stop by Constable Hall.
He was a guest here of the Constables. We're not sure whether he wrote the poem here, but we feel at least he was inspired because the way the windows are built with the shutters, I'll throw up the shutters and throw up the sash, you know, that's evident what this building is.
The poem was first published in 1823. Henry Livingston wrote a similar poem that was read by some as early as 1808. Whether Moore stole Livingston's poem, who was by then dead and not able to defend his authorship, or used it as inspiration, or wrote it all on his own, is one of history's mysteries. But we do know that this house fit the bill for penning those memorable lines.
It's a large stone home. It's got pillars in the front. It's three stories. The bottom story is where the kitchen with a huge, huge fireplace. And upstairs, there's a beautiful living room, the land office, a pantry, and a large dining room. And upstairs is four bedrooms. It's very massive, and it's been well maintained.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas at the home of The Night Before Christmas in Constableville, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.